Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
City Council gives two firms approval to drill new wells. Two companies were granted permission for new oil and gas wells by Midland City Council at its January meetings. Continental Resources. Continental Resources received permission to drill one well in the area northwest of the intersection Briarwood Avenue and Golden Gate Drive, notably close to a Midland Fire Station 11 located at the intersection itself. Prior to approval, there were apparently tensions regarding mineral rights between Continental Resources and property owners that have since been clarified. Quote, we have provided them with all the proper notifications and have had no objections or oppositions on what we're trying to do, end quote, said Jarrett Morrison, a right-of-way specialist for Continental Resources. In addition to the well permit, Continental Resources also worked with the city on a road repair agreement at the location. At his January 13th meeting, City Council voted 5-1 on the well permit and 6-0 on a motion to execute the road repair agreement. Councilman John Norman, who has previously expressed his intention to no longer vote for new drilling in the city limits, was the dissenting vote for the first item. Councilwoman-at-large Robin Poole was absent. Firebird Energy 2. Firebird Energy 2 got permission to drill three wells to the southeast of the intersection of Mockingbird Lane and Holiday Hill Road. The three wells, designated MB-14H, MB-801H, and MB-802H, will complement several existing wells at the site. Unlike Continental Resources, Firebird Energy 2 will be using an existing road repair agreement. At his January 27th meeting, City Council voted to approve the drilling 5-1. Norman was the dissenting vote, while Mayor Lori Blong abstained from voting to avoid a potential conflict of interest. According to a map shared by city staff, the site is 5.5 miles north of the city. This is the Midland Reporter Telegram Weekend Edition for Saturday, January 31st, 2026. Firm gets permit tied to data center. Future power generation campus eyed in Pecos County. Final permits in hand, Pacifico Energy is looking forward to construction of its GW Ranch project. A private grid power generation campus in Pecos County, purpose-built for hyperscale data centers and the next wave of artificial intelligence innovation. The company announced this week that it has received its Texas Commission on Environmental Quality Air permit for 7.65 gigawatts of gas-fired power generation, the largest permit granted in the United States. The construction timeline depends on the customer for the data center, said Konstantin Giskis, vice president of project development at Pacifico Energy. Quote, we hear different timelines, from less than a year to about 18 months, end quote, he told the Reporter Telegram. With site delineations complete and permits in hand, he said the project can provide customers with power in the first half of 2027 with a guaranteed pathway to scale to over 5 gigawatts. It also depends on whether the customer wants to own the data center outright, he said. Regardless, he said, Pacifico will own and operate the power generation campus. In addition to the 7.65 gigawatts of natural gas capacity, the site will have 1.8 gigawatt capacity for battery storage and 750 megawatt alternating current of solar power. The site's access to abundant natural gas, Giskis noted, it sits 15 miles from the Waha hub, attracted Pacifico. The gas supply includes multiple laterals, including a 15-mile, 1 billion cubic feet per day direct pipeline to Waha. The large amount of acreage also attracted Pacifico. The site is over 8,000 acres build-ready with additional space for future expansion. Quote, we wanted a place where natural gas was abundant, but we also wanted a large site to build, end quote, he said. Quote, we needed to find thousands of acres in one spot and relatively unscathed from previous development, end quote. Pecos County officials have been great to work with and welcoming, he added. Giskis said the company doesn't expect a single data center customer to use the entire capacity, so the project will likely be built in phases. The first phase is expected to have a gross capacity of 1 gigawatt. Sustainability, specifically with regard to water, was part of the project's design, Giskis said. Quote, we know in Texas, and especially in West Texas, water is worth fighting for, end quote, he said. Quote, we've designed this project with that in mind. The power generation system is self-sufficient and will produce water that can be used by the data center, end quote. He noted that data centers are moving toward closed-loop systems so that once the centers are built and supplied with water, They won't need as much water to operate. Giske said he sees an opportunity to provide excess waste heat to help power water desalination facilities. Sewell BMW is first dealership at new, larger Midland campus. The new Sewell BMW location had its grand opening ceremony on Wednesday. People from both Midland and Odessa gathered at the location for what is shaping up to be a grand Sewell campus in West Texas. Quote, BMW is our flagship luxury brand for Sewell, end quote, said Louis Robles, the general manager of Sewell BMW. Quote, Sewell acquired a BMW license in 2017, and since then our goal was to bring to Midland a really large campus with several brands, end quote. This new dealership, located at the southwest corner of the intersection of the Texas 191 Frontage Road and Avalon Drive, replaces the old Sewell BMW dealership located further east on 191. That location has since been converted by Sewell into a Kia dealership before the eventual opening of a permanent Kia dealership. Quote, Sewell has been serving West Texas for over 100 years, so we know that the need is greater, end quote, Robles said. Quote, the facility that we had before was just not big enough, and we decided to make this big leap and put all the brands together. It is definitely a much more modern approach with the brand, but the rest of the brands will have their own special design and look as well, end quote. Sewell BMW is expected to be the first of a whole set of Sewell dealerships in a campus located between the Arlington Road extension on the west and Avalon Drive in the east. Along with the currently active Sewell pre-owned sales and the BMW store, forthcoming dealerships in the strip will host Buick, Cadillac, and GMC, and there will even be a restaurant whose name is currently under wraps. Quote, it's going to open most likely in May, end quote, Robles said about the restaurant. Quote, the design is going to be amazing and we're going to have a great focus on the food. It's going to be really, really good and it's something that is needed in the area, end quote. While the location has just opened, certain operations began in November. Robles said feedback from customers has so far been, quote, incredible, end quote. And he invites Midlanders to come to the dealership now that it is fully operational. Quote, this has been a dream of ours since 2019, end quote, said Colin Sewell, the president of the Sewell family of companies. Quote, I'm so excited for our team, excited for an opportunity to serve the Permian Basin and provide a really state-of-the-art campus that's going to provide, in my opinion, luxury-level service between Phoenix and Fort Worth, end quote. Upstream M&A rebounds, Permian lags. Upstream merger and acquisition activity rebounded as 2025 drew to a close, ending in the year with $65 billion in activity. The fourth quarter saw $23.5 billion in announced deals. The Permian Basin, however, was left out of that wheeling and dealing, with the exception of the $7.7 billion SM Energy acquisition of Civitas Resources. The top five deals of the quarter were outside the Permian. Enverus Intelligence Research's fourth quarter and full-year analysis of M&A activity found fresh capital was entering the space from two sources, international capital and buyers deploying asset-backed securitization. Fresh capital is back in the field, and the buyer mix has broadened in a way that keeps pricing firm. Reloaded private equity is hunting. ABS-backed groups are bidding aggressively for cash-flowing production, and international companies are no longer limiting their U.S. interest to the most obvious gas trades. That combination helped deal activity finish the year in strong form and sets up an active 2026, according to Andrew Dittmar, principal analyst at Enverus Intelligence Research. Deal flow in the fourth quarter highlighted stronger activity outside the Permian's premium corridors. Gulf Coast gas pricing continued to climb on intensifying demand, while Appalachia remained steady, with public buyers prioritizing adjacency and operational fit. By contrast, Permian-only transactions were a minor portion of the quarter's value, reflecting the scarcity of top-tier packages coming to market and limited willingness among Permian pure-play E&Ps to exit. Quote, the outlook for large-scale M&A in the Permian still looks challenging for 2026, although there are several drivers that could nudge purely Permian-focused activity back up, end quote, Dittmar told the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Quote, the desire for assets is certainly there. The problem is supply. For multi-basin operators, the Permian is generally the least likely region to be targeted for divestment, given it often holds the E&P's most economic inventory. Quote, additionally, there are limited remaining private opportunities holding higher quality inventory, and we expect that select group is likely to wait for a more constructive oil price environment before exiting. With buying back in to the Permian highly challenging, these groups may view their existing assets at the last swing of the bat to hit a home run on a Permian exit, end quote, he said. There is some potential for M&A built around Permian resource expansion, according to Dittmar. However, quite a bit of the expansion is taking place within the existing leasehold of major operators. That limits the potential for these new zones to generate strategic M&A. Resource expansion does likely drive more ground game activity, including leasing, bolt-ons, and swaps to block up areas operators are increasingly excited to develop, he said. High interest and prices on recent Bureau of Land Management lease sales in New Mexico is an example of that. Increasing takeaway capacity for gas plus evolving development strategies could make the southern Midland Basin, which is one of the least consolidated portions of the play, especially in the southeastern corner, more attractive, Dittmar added. Quote, there is some potential that public companies could market Midland or Delaware Basin assets if they are substantively focused on the other half of the Permian. There could also be increased interest in areas of the Permian outside the two core plays like the Central Basin Platform and Yeso Trend from private capital and the small production-oriented public E&Ps. Mach Natural Resources buying Sabinal is an example of that, end quote, he said. International buyers accounted for roughly $6 billion of fourth quarter acquisitions, underscoring a continued willingness to pay for exposure to U.S. commodities. Last year, international capital reached a seven-year high for acquisitions of U.S. upstream assets. Out West Midland launches concert season. After a short goodbye video was posted to the Tailgate's Facebook page, Midlanders feared the Tall City was losing one of its few live entertainment venues. While the former venue is no more, a new chapter in West Texas live entertainment is underway. Former owners of the Tailgate, Ariel Herrera and Sean Elphick, have partnered with Aiden Acosta and Logan Acosta to launch Out West Midland, an entertainment promotion. Quote, we're so grateful for everyone that supported Sean and I the past 4 years, end quote, Herrera said. Quote, we're excited to announce our new partnership with the Acosta family for our new project called Out West. And our focus is to bring live entertainment to West Texas, end quote. Out West Midland's 2026 concert season will feature a limited run of live events at the Midland County Horseshoe, contributing to the continued growth of the region's live entertainment scene. The Tailgate's history is fraught with failures to comply with city code, leading to thousands of dollars in fines. The venue's owners indicated in 2023 and 2024 that the Tailgate would reopen at a new location. Those specifics were never shared. Located at the corner of Big Spring Street and Loop 250, the Tailgate had operated on land rented from HEB. It opened in September 2021 as a destination for football fans. The Tailgate quickly grew into a music venue, though its owners were called before city council several times for failing to follow city code, including erecting buildings without a permit. Having already paid $14,000 in fines for noncompliance, Elphick told City Council in 2024 that the venue wouldn't be open at the location in 2025, though it ultimately stayed and hosted a full lineup of artists last year. Quote, with Out West Midland, we're building the next chapter of live entertainment in the Permian Basin, end quote, said Out West Partners. Quote, this season is about bringing the right artists and events to the Midland County Horseshoe and creating nights that people will talk about long after the lights go down, end quote. A new chapter. When the goodbye video was posted online, many Midlanders commented asking if it was a forever goodbye and wondering what was next for the Tailgate. Quote, we were so proud of the past 4 years and we're so grateful to the community of Midland for supporting us, end quote, Herrera said. Quote, we wanted to do some sort of farewell video for those 4 years. I think it was important for us to acknowledge, and that was our way of doing it, end quote. The previous Tailgate venue is being taken down. However, it may not be the last time the community sees the iconic equipment that marked the venue. Quote, you'll have to come to our first show to see what we kept and what we didn't keep, end quote, Herrera said. Quote, we are repurposing some of the stuff, and I think it'll be really cool. We've been working hard on those projects, so come out and see what we are working on, end quote. Out West Midland is not a name change. Rather, it represents a new vision under a new partnership, the owner said. The live entertainment promoters will expand the types of events that come to Midland. Out West Midland received its name because the team wanted to pay tribute to the community. Quote, we want to draw all the crowd from out west, end quote, Logan Acosta said. Quote, but even if you're not from out west and you want to come attend one of our concerts, we'd be happy to host you, end quote. Using the horseshoe will also allow out west Midland to host bigger events because it has double the capacity. Quote, the past 4 years, we've been working really hard to just bring entertainment, and this is our biggest year yet, end quote, Herrera said. Quote, we want the experience to be different than anything you've ever experienced at a concert venue before. That's our goal this year, end quote. She added that another goal is to bring big artists in and host more people. Out West Midland will also expand its genre, bringing in a wider variety of live entertainment events, ranging from country concerts to live MMA fight nights. Quote, we're going to try and bring as many genres as possible. We know that there's a need for that in Midland, end quote, Aiden Acosta said. Quote, there's not a lot of concert venues around here, so we just want to make sure that we're providing different types of entertainment for everyone to enjoy, end quote. Quote, our goal is to bring different types of entertainment, end quote, Logan Acosta added. Quote, we've tried to bring in different genres, and we just want everyone that lives here to be able to hear their favorite artists, end quote. Kicking off the concert season, Out West Midland has announced the first round of events that will mark the start of the 2026 concert season. Quote, we're going to kick off our concert season by bringing the band Midland, end quote, Aiden Acosta said. Quote, we're following that up with the MMA indoor fight with XKO, end quote. Double Grammy nominees Midland will kick off Out West Midland's concert season on Thursday, March 19th. The next event will feature the XKO Fight Night, showcasing a professional mixed martial arts and Muay Thai competition. Fight Night will be held on Saturday, April 18th. Herrera said that the same staff members will continue to be on Out West Midland's team. Quote, this is something we could not do without our staff, and there's something, and that's something we take pride in, end quote, she said. Quote, we're really excited to host our entire team, and it will be growing because we are hiring, end quote. Herrera said she's thankful for the community's support over the past 4 years. Quote, it really did mean everything to us, and we can't wait for you to see everything that we've been working on with this new project and our new partnership, end quote, she said. Quote, thank you so much to our staff for helping us push over this transition, end quote. Quote, last year we weren't in the works with these guys and they've done a great job, end quote, Aiden Acosta said. Quote, we're excited to bring something for Midland to enjoy. We appreciate everybody and we can't wait to kick butt this year, end quote. Tickets for the Midland concert and the XKO Fight Night are currently on sale. For tickets and event details, visit www.outwestmidland.com. Updates and announcements can also be found on Out West Midland's social media pages. Community. Crazy for cabbage. Turn over a new culinary leaf with 2026's hottest vegetable. January always brings change, and 2026 has been no different. Health and Human Services Chief Robert F. Kennedy Jr. kicked the year off by upending dinner plates, shopping lists, grocery store shelves, and school lunches alike with a new set of dietary guidelines for Americans. The biggest and most obvious change is a literal inversion of the food pyramid, with the tiniest point at the bottom now home to whole grains, formerly the triangle's broad foundation. Dairy products and oodles of protein, including red meat often loaded with saturated fat, now sit atop the culinary throne. Beef isn't all alone up there. The new top tier places vegetables and fruit right alongside those ribeyes and ground round. And that's good news for an unlikely kitchen staple that's emerged as the trendy new it vegetable of the year. That claim goes to cabbage, now bumping the so over it cauliflower from home and professional kitchens across the land. Cabbage started gaining big buzz last year, culminating in the annual Pinterest Predicts list, stating in December that cabbage is now king, citing major jumps in recipe searches across the popular aspirational website. There are plenty of reasons to love this cruciferous classic that Brown University calls an, quote, overlooked superfood, end quote. It's loaded in vitamins K and C, a slew of essential minerals, and a decent dose of fiber. It's very light on the calorie count at 22 per cup, and perhaps best of all, it typically costs less than $1 per pound and will live for a near eternity in the crisper bin. This week, we offer a trio of recipes starring cabbage. Some will feel familiar, others perhaps not so much. But they're all easy to prepare, fairly affordable, and showcase the versatility of cabbage. Leading off is a twist on a Polish and Ukrainian classic. Somewhat surprisingly, galumpki soup has become a leading search term for cabbage recipes. Classically, this dish can be something of a fuss to prepare. It takes time to roll ingredients into softened cabbage leaves and then simmer it all in a bath of tomato sauce. The newly popular soup version cuts out most of the labor by simply tossing it all in a pot. Fettuccine Alfredo is one of the most deeply loved pasta dishes in America. A recent twist on that soothing favorite has risen alongside a broader movement toward more low-carbohydrate meals. Enter cabbage, which takes the place of pasta. While unconventional, this is building on a trend that began a few years back with zucchini noodles, and it still delivers all the comforting warmth of cream, butter, and cheese. And lastly, coleslaw gets a makeover courtesy of Rio Grande Valley's favorite YouTube sensation, Arnie Segovia, known to most as Arnie Tex. He's built a career as a pitmaster sharing barbecue secrets in his videos, but he isn't limited to meat. He regularly prepares a form of coleslaw, incorporating a taste of the border that's likely to become your go-to version of a recipe that's often bland and overloaded on mayonnaise. Wildcat Well for Pecos County. Count EOG Resources among the producers stepping out into the unknown in the search for new drilling opportunities. The company is operating the sole Wildcat rig in Pecos County, one of only three rigs active in the county, to drill its State Banana Stand 31, number 3501H. The Texas Railroad Commission issued the drilling permit for the Wildcat Well in late November. The well, permitted to 14,000 feet, is 30 miles southeast of Fort Stockton. Quote, EOG is drilling the Woodford in southern Pecos County. According to our estimates, the company has leased about 75,000 acres right on the border of Pecos and Terrell counties, end quote. Stephen Sagriff, principal analyst at Enverus, told the Midland Reporter-Telegram. He continued, quote, this is driven by oil resource scarcity in the U.S. and is just one of many stories where operators, including EOG, are exploring domestically to appraise and expand resource. There are a handful of offsetting horizontal wells targeting the Woodford, developed by Brahman and brought online in 2015 and 2020 with mixed results overall, end quote. Storm brought rise in prices for natural gas, drop in production. Electricity demand rose 40% amid frigid conditions, according to analysis. Winter storm Fern had its expected impact on energy production markets. The frigid weather sparked a 110% rally in Henry Hub natural gas prices and a reduction in oil and natural gas production. According to an analysis by the Texas Oil and Gas Association, the state's production declined 7% to 10%, while electric demand surged 40% during the storm. From January 22nd to January 26th, thermal and other dispatchable resources supplied up to 92% of Electric Reliability Council of Texas generation, including roughly 70% from natural gas, supporting reliability through periods of peak load and cold weather stress. Matthew Bernstein, Vice President of North America Oil and Gas at Rystad Energy, reported an initial loss of 2 billion cubic feet of natural gas from the Bakken, Rockies, and Mid-Continent, followed by a more abrupt drop of 12 BCF per day, primarily driven by the Permian and broader Gulf Coast region. Rystad's analysis also had an initial pre-freeze assessment of 11.378 million barrels per day of production in the onshore lower 48, which would likely see a monthly average January impact of 390,000 barrels a day, driven significantly by the Permian and other Petroleum Administrative of Defense districts, which also includes the Eagle Ford and Haynesville. Quote, it is always a bit difficult to estimate prior to knowing how harsh the storm will turn out. We do note, however, the large extent of this weather event affecting nearly every significant oil and gas producing basin as well as significant population centers, leading to an extensive cumulative impact, even if some regions held up well, like the Bakken and Appalachia, end quote, Bernstein told the Midland Reporter-Telegram. He added that as temperatures normalize, production should be restored quickly. Artem Abramov, deputy head of analysis at Rystad, added, quote, let us also add that when outages are fully on par with expectations, front month Henry Hub contract went from $3.10 to $6.75 per MMBTU over a course of 1 week, beginning January 19th. Of course, this is not only about supply outages. It is a net impact of demand skyrocketing and supply outages. There is always a part of the market that prices and probability of the system navigating through winter crisis smoothly or weather forecast ending up wrong. When the shock actually comes, immediate price effects from outages roll out really fast. Still, we note that so far the magnitude is comparable to January 2022 and January 2024 disruptions, stronger than the January 2025 impact, but not as dramatic as the winter crisis of February 2021, end quote. Todd Staples, president of the Texas Oil and Gas Association, noted that the state's natural gas production and infrastructure was resilient during the storm, with statewide production remaining near 28 BCF per day, roughly equivalent to peak winter consumption levels. Quote, natural gas storage, all private efforts, played a key balancing role. Natural gas storage withdrawals increased materially, with gross withdrawals peaking near 12.8 BCF per day, helping supplement flowing supply and meet elevated winter demand, end quote, Staples told the Reporter-Telegram. Quote, this performance is a direct result of the industry's ongoing planning, weatherization, and around-the-clock response teams and asset deployment. Texas energy remains winter-ready and reliable for all consumers. Even with significant challenges, the response coordination amongst industry, its partners, and the state have ensured natural gas production, storage, transmission, and delivery have been able to successfully navigate the storm and deliver needed supply, end quote, he said. Oil Report, ExxonMobil. Exxon's Delaware Basin output up 60%. Company cites drilling approach and data analysis. ExxonMobil has reported a major milestone in its Delaware Basin operations. The multinational producer said it is now producing more than 600,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day from its Delaware Basin operations, a 60% year-over-year increase. Overall, the company produces 1.6 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. ExxonMobil attributes the growth to three factors: cube development unlocking multiple production layers at once, lightweight propant boosting results and cutting costs, real-time data analytics driving smarter decisions. ExxonMobil is applying its cube development and lightweight propant in its Delaware and Midland Basin operations. Quote, cube development enables us to drill multiple horizontal wells in stacked intervals from a single surface location, end quote, a company spokesman told the Reporter-Telegram. Quote, by applying this unique approach across our acreage, we can safely and efficiently bring online large sections of producing acreage in a shorter period of time, which maximizes recovery, reduces costs, and minimizes the environmental footprint in our operations, end quote. He added that the approach enables a development plan and return profile that is resilient across a wide range of prices and market scenarios. Field tests of the lightweight propant in the Delaware and Northern Midland basins show an increase in recovery of up to 20%, according to the spokesman. Quote, nowhere is our emphasis on technology and innovation paying off more clearly and immediately than in the Permian, where we have the largest Tier 1 acreage position, end quote, he continued. Cube design and optimized spacing are also improving capital efficiency. Beyond improving oil production, technology, quote, on the ground, in the air, and in space, end quote, is used to mitigate, monitor, and measure methane emissions, the spokesman reported. A growing suite of technological improvements, global satellite monitoring, aerial flyovers, compressor electrification, pneumatic device phase-out, among others, are allowing the company to quickly identify, reduce, and quantify emissions. The spokesman added that the company plans to have all upstream assets continuously monitored by 2028. Utilizing remote operations will increase safety performance through metrics such as decreased drive time and decreasing costs through electrostatic discharge prevention. Quote, every barrel of oil isn't created equal, and our technology advantages and scale continue to set ours apart, end quote, the spokesman said. Matador lifts output, cuts costs with batch developments. Matador Resources is meeting the industry's goal of increasing production while reducing costs. In updating its well performance this week, the company attributed improved well performance and cost efficiencies to large-scale batch developments. As an example, Matador turned to sales a 17-well batch development, one of the largest developments in the company's history, on its John Callahan unit in its Antelope Ridge Asset Area in Lee County, New Mexico, that targeted multiple horizons in the Bone Spring and Wolfcamp formations in the second half of the year. Early production results for this project show recoveries approximately 8% higher than Matador's company-wide average normalized oil production for wells turned to sales in 2024 and 2025. These better-than-expected results are primarily attributable to improved well targeting, completion design, and chemical optimization. Average lateral lengths of 10,300 feet combined with full trimul-frac and simul-frac completion operations reduced total well cost by 10% compared to Matador's 2024 Lee County averages, the company reported. Matador also updated its acquisition and development activity, detailing its, quote, brick-by-brick, end quote, acquisition strategy. Through this strategy, the company said it adds high-quality acreage throughout its core asset areas in the Delaware Basin. Matador completed over 690 separate transactions for approximately 17,500 net acres in acquisitions in 2025, bringing Matador's Delaware Basin acreage total to 212,500 net acres as of December 31, 2025. The total consideration for these acquisitions was approximately $245 million or $14,000 per net acre, excluding capitalized general and administrative expenses. Many of these transactions involved the addition of interests in Matador-operated units that were drilled in 2025 or that are planned to be drilled in 2026. These acquisitions enhance the immediate value of the assets and further improve the economics on the wells drilled at these locations. Matador's brick-by-brick approach resulted in the addition of 100 net locations in 2025, along with 23 upside locations, essentially replacing the locations drilled by Matador in 2025. Matador's brick-by-brick strategy also allowed it to incrementally increase its working interest in the John Callahan unit through acquiring additional interests in the unit. Crime Stoppers Banquet honors law enforcement. Several personnel from many agencies singled out for exceptional service. The 42nd Annual Midland Crime Stoppers Banquet on Thursday honored several law enforcement personnel for their exceptional service. It was held at the Sergeant Michael Naylor Law Enforcement Complex. Midland Police Department Officer Ethan Hotz. Hotz is originally from Cairo and served in the United States Army before moving to Midland in 2014, where he began by working in the oil fields. However, his desire to serve did not end when he left the military. He said that he wanted to continue giving back in a meaningful way. For that reason, Hotz chose a second career in law enforcement. He has served with the MPD for about 9 years. Hotz said he likes to stay busy with carpentry projects and that he has the time, and that when he has the time to volunteer, he said he enjoys interacting with the elderly at nursing homes or working with children during community events. On July 21, 2025, detectives reached out to Hotz regarding a vehicle connected to a forgery suspect. During the time of the investigation, detectives said that the information was very limited. 2 days later, he identified the vehicle and initiated a traffic stop. While the driver was not a suspect in the forgery case, Hotz took the extra time to talk with individuals connected to that vehicle, and through those conversations, he began piecing together information that ultimately led him to the actual forgery suspect. Hotz also discovered that the suspect had prior issues with the Wichita Falls Police Department and reached out to them for assistance. Shortly after the individuals he had interviewed earlier contacted him with a possible address, he followed up, checked records, located a phone number, and completed a reverse lookup, which revealed the suspect's true identity. MPD said that Hotz provides a great example of how an officer can go above and beyond while managing a regular call load. He continued to look for this suspect, and he stepped up until he was able to identify the suspect and help to complete the investigation. Midland ISD Police Department, Corporal Ismir Cortinas and Officer Thomas Rayo. Corporal Ismir Cortinas said she has always known that she wanted a career centered in helping others, and that calling led her from studying psychology to pursuing a degree in criminal justice and ultimately stepping into a law enforcement role, where she has served 7 years. She joined the Midland ISD Police Department in August 2022. Cortina said she enjoys spending time with the two men in her life, her boyfriend and her son. She said she finds balance through working out, running, and painting. She continues to give back by serving as one of the campus Midland Crime Stoppers coordinators, helping to lead and mentor the student board. Officer Thomas Rayo has a heart for service. He has been an officer for 6 years and joined the MISD Police Department a year ago. Outside of work, he said that he enjoys spending time with his girlfriend and with his dogs. On November 13, 2025, both Cortinas and Rayo identified an expelled student who was unlawfully present on the Midland High School campus. Upon further investigation, they discovered that the individual was carrying a loaded weapon. The MISD Police Department said it was their quick thinking, professionalism, and decisive action that prevented a potentially tragic situation and protected students, staff, and the entire school community. Texas Department of Public Safety, Trooper Aaron Spence. Trooper Aaron Spence grew up in the Houston area. After working 6.5 years in communications for a local police department, she realized she wanted to serve in a more hands-on role in law enforcement. That led her to attend the Texas DPS Academy in 2023. She has been serving Midland County as a DPS trooper for approximately 2 years. She is dedicated to service, enjoys baking, and spending time outdoors. She has volunteered on international mission trips and is interested in helping youth and supporting animal rescues. In her job, Spence's dedication is clear. She has led Midland County in DWI enforcement and criminal arrests. However, her impact goes far beyond those statistics. She has handled some of the most challenging cases, including multiple fatality crashes. Her department says that she always handles these cases with professionalism, empathy, and care for the families involved. DPS said that Spence continues to build and maintain strong partnerships with agencies across the county, where she is known as a dependable, knowledgeable, and trusted resource who helps move complex cases forward. United States Marshal Service, Midland Division, Acting Supervisory Deputy U.S. Marshal Matthew Lang. Matthew Lang was born and raised in Odessa. For him, law enforcement is not just a career choice, it is part of his family legacy. Lang's father served in the Odessa Police Department for 27 years. He said that the lifelong example of service and dedication made a lasting impression on him at an early age. Lang earned his Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice from Sul Ross State University and also served as a United States Marine Corps infantryman. He said those experiences shared the discipline, leadership, and quiet confidence that defined him today outside the uniform. He enjoys being outdoors and traveling. Additionally, he has a passion for working with dogs, a trait that speaks for both his patience and his ability to build trust, whether it's with people or animals. Lang has served in law enforcement for approximately 11 years, beginning 3 years with the Federal Bureau of Prisons. In 2018, he began his career with the U.S. Marshal Service, serving in both the Pecos and Midland-Odessa divisions as part of the Lone Star Fugitive Task Force as the Acting Supervisory Deputy U.S. Marshal for the Midland-Odessa Division. In 2025, Lang assisted or led in the arrest of 333 violent individuals. Many of these individuals were wanted for homicide, aggravated assault, and sexual offenses for both adults and children. In March, Lang will take on a new role as Judicial Security Inspector for the North District of Texas, the Tyler office, where he will be responsible for the safety and security of the federal judiciary and courthouses across East Texas. Midland County Sheriff's Office, Investigator Sean Enlow. The Midland County Sheriff's Office recognized Investigator Sean Enlow for his persistence, his attention to detail, and his determination, all qualities that the Sheriff's Office said truly define exceptional law enforcement. Enlow began his law enforcement career in 2011 as a jailer, eventually moving to the Permian Basin to work for Ector County and the Monahans Police Department. In the past 2.5 years, he has served the Midland County Sheriff's Office and was promoted to a CID investigator last January. In October 2025, a local Midland company reported a diesel theft to the sheriff's office, and the investigation was assigned to Enlow. Through his investigation, he determined that one of the trucks was involved in numerous thefts on various lease properties. These thefts were also being investigated by the Texas Comptroller's Office and other enforcement agencies. Through a search warrant and a mobile tracking device that was placed on that Ram truck, and based on the tracking information, Enlow was able to identify drop-off locations involving unreported diesel thefts in Midland, Ector, Crane, and Upton counties. Additional suspects and vehicles were identified as part of the theft of diesel fuel from multiple oil field locations in the Permian Basin. Enlow's investigation helped to identify additional diesel thefts totaling 60,000 gallons of diesel fuel valued at $180,000. During the course of the investigation, 7 search warrants were obtained, resulting in the identification of 4 suspected vehicles, the seizure of 3 of them, and the identification and arrest of multiple suspects for felony theft and organized criminal activity charges. The investigation involved numerous hours of video and photographic review of evidence that was obtained from the companies involved. It also involved countless hours of surveillance to identify suspects in this criminal investigation. MCSO said that what stands out the most is not just the outcome, but the commitment behind the investigation. Inlow's dedication and follow-through transformed a single theft report into a case that dismantled a criminal organization and triggered a broader state-level investigation. Midland Fire Department, Investigator Diego Fierro. Diego Fierro grew up in Odessa and said he had his sights on working for the Midland Fire Department. Straight out of high school, he said that he has always been drawn to law enforcement. When a friend mentioned the chance to combine fire EMS with law enforcement, he said that he jumped at the opportunity and started working with the Midland Fire Department. He has spent the past 7 years with the city's fire marshal's office. Midland Fire said Fierro has consistently exceeded expectations in his role by providing technical medical support to multiple law enforcement agencies, including the Memphis Police Department and U.S. Marshal Service. His role during high-risk operations has been invaluable, serving as a critical medical asset to the officers and agents involved in operating in dangerous environments. Fierro regularly attends advanced tactical medical training to ensure his knowledge and skill sets remain current and aligned with the best practices. On many occasions, he has personally covered the cost of the training, which shows his deep commitment to the safety and well-being of the personnel that he supports. MFD said Fierro's focus has always been on providing the highest possible level of medical care. In addition to his medical expertise, Fierro maintains a high level of physical fitness and tactical readiness, recognizing the demanding nature of operating in high-risk environments. MFD stated that what really stands out about Fierro is how dependable and selfless he is. MPD said he is always ready to help. He never hesitates to step in and has earned the trust and respect of everyone he works with through his dedication, skill, and service. Life Tributes. Tracy Evans, 1/24/1969 to 1/22/2026. Tracy Shannon Evans, 56, of Midland, Texas, died on January 22, 2026. She was born January 24, 1969, in Detroit, Michigan, to Deborah Begley. She is survived by her mother, Deborah Begley, her siblings, and a wide community of neighbors and friends. A memorial service was held at the Field's Edge on Friday, January 30th, followed by a community meal in Tracy's honor. Michael Joseph Santarelli, 3/20/1951 to 1/19/2026. Michael Joseph Santarelli, 74, of Midland, Texas, was called home to heaven on January 19, 2026, in Jacksonville, Florida. Michael was born on March 20, 1951, in Syracuse, New York, to Michael and Margaret Santarelli. He is preceded in death by his parents, Michael and Margaret Santarelli, brother David Santarelli, Aunt Clara Santarelli, and uncles, Johnny Medveco and Neil Santarelli. Michael is survived by his children, Rachel Santarelli, Jessica Massey, and husband, Waylon, Michael N. Santarelli, his former wife, Sherry Santarelli, grandchildren, Emmalyn Massey, Laura Lynn Massey, Jocelyn Massey, and Dustin Massey, brother Alex Santarelli and wife Sherry, sister Claire Mills and husband Dennis, as well as many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A public visitation will be held Friday, January 30th, 2026, from 4 to 8 p.m., with a rosary at 7 p.m. in the Ellis Rest Haven Chapel, 4616 North Big Spring Street, Midland, Texas, 79705. Funeral Mass will be held Saturday, January 31st, 2026, at St. Anne's Catholic Church, 1906 West Texas Avenue, Midland, Texas, 79701, with committal to follow at Ellis Rest Haven Memorial Park, 4616 North Big Spring Street, Midland, Texas, 79705. In lieu of flowers, the family would like to ask for contributions directed to Midland Trinity School, Department of Fine Arts, or the charity of your choice. Robert Rob Eugene Dolan, the 4th, 8/30/2010 to 1/22/2026. Robert Rob Eugene Dolan, the 4th, of Midland, Texas, passed away on January 22nd at Covenant Children's Hospital in Lubbock, Texas. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, February 6th, 2026, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 7th, 2026, at First Methodist Church in Midland. Rob was born on August 30th, 2010 in Odessa, Texas, to Mara Kathleen Dolan and Robert Jean Eugene Dolan III. Rob is survived by parents Mara Dolan and Jean Dolan, sisters Faith Dolan and Ava Claire Dolan, grandparents Gina Massey, Mike Massey, Kay Doss, and Tom Doss, aunts and uncles Melissa Licklider, Tia Cisneros, John Massey, and Keena Massey, cousins Camille Massey, Memphis Newton, Maddie Cisneros, Raylan Massey, Bristol Massey, Savannah Massey, and Annie Licklider. An extended family, Lori Weatherby, Paul Weatherby, and Marla Daughtry. Rob is preceded in death by grandfathers Gene Dolan and Carlton Bodecker. Donations can be made to Lubbock Pediatric Cancer Foundation, Sunshine Kids Foundation, or Heart of Gold Foundation. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Maurice Hood. Maurice Hood, 86, of Midland, passed away January 24, 2026. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Crime Stoppers Banquet honors law enforcement. Several personnel from many agencies singled out for exceptional service. The 42nd Annual Midland Crime Stoppers Banquet on Thursday honored several law enforcement personnel for their exceptional service. It was held at the Sergeant Michael Naylor Law Enforcement Complex. Midland Police Department Officer Ethan Hotz. Hotz is originally from Cairo and served in the United States Army before moving to Midland in 2014, where he began by working in the oil fields. However, his desire to serve did not end when he left the military. He said that he wanted to continue giving back in a meaningful way. For that reason, Hotz chose a second career in law enforcement. He has served with the MPD for about 9 years. Hotz said he likes to stay busy with carpentry projects and that he has the time, and that when he has the time to volunteer, he said he enjoys interacting with the elderly at nursing homes or working with children during community events. On July 21, 2025, detectives reached out to Hotz regarding a vehicle connected to a forgery suspect. During the time of the investigation, detectives said that the information was very limited. 2 days later, he identified the vehicle and initiated a traffic stop. While the driver was not a suspect in the forgery case, Hotz took the extra time to talk with individuals connected to that vehicle, and through those conversations, he began piecing together information that ultimately led him to the actual forgery suspect. Hotz also discovered that the suspect had prior issues with the Wichita Falls Police Department and reached out to them for assistance. Shortly after the individuals he had interviewed earlier contacted him with a possible address, he followed up, checked records, located a phone number, and completed a reverse lookup, which revealed the suspect's true identity. MPD said that Hotz provides a great example of how an officer can go above and beyond while managing a regular call load. He continued to look for this suspect, and he stepped up until he was able to identify the suspect and help to complete the investigation. Midland ISD Police Department, Corporal Ismir Cortinas and Officer Thomas Rayo. Corporal Ismir Cortinas said she has always known that she wanted a career centered in helping others, and that calling led her from studying psychology to pursuing a degree in criminal justice and ultimately stepping into a law enforcement role, where she has served 7 years. She joined the Midland ISD Police Department in August 2022. Cortina said she enjoys spending time with the two men in her life, her boyfriend and her son. She said she finds balance through working out, running, and painting. She continues to give back by serving as one of the campus Midland Crime Stoppers coordinators, helping to lead and mentor the student board. Officer Thomas Rayo has a heart for service. He has been an officer for 6 years and joined the MISD Police Department a year ago. Outside of work, he said that he enjoys spending time with his girlfriend and with his dogs. On November 13, 2025, both Cortinas and Rayo identified an expelled student who was unlawfully present on the Midland High School campus. Upon further investigation, they discovered that the individual was carrying a loaded weapon. The MISD Police Department said it was their quick thinking, professionalism, and decisive action that prevented a potentially tragic situation and protected students, staff, and the entire school community. Texas Department of Public Safety, Trooper Aaron Spence. Trooper Aaron Spence grew up in the Houston area. After working 6.5 years in communications for a local police department, she realized she wanted to serve in a more hands-on role in law enforcement. That led her to attend the Texas DPS Academy in 2023. She has been serving Midland County as a DPS trooper for approximately 2 years. She is dedicated to service, enjoys baking, and spending time outdoors. She has volunteered on international mission trips and is interested in helping youth and supporting animal rescues. In her job, Spence's dedication is clear. She has led Midland County in DWI enforcement and criminal arrests. However, her impact goes far beyond those statistics. She has handled some of the most challenging cases, including multiple fatality crashes. Her department says that she always handles these cases with professionalism, empathy, and care for the families involved. DPS said that Spence continues to build and maintain strong partnerships with agencies across the county, where she is known as a dependable, knowledgeable, and trusted resource who helps move complex cases forward. United States Marshal Service, Midland Division, Acting Supervisory Deputy U.S. Marshal Matthew Lang. Matthew Lang was born and raised in Odessa. For him, law enforcement is not just a career choice, it is part of his family legacy. Lang's father served in the Odessa Police Department for 27 years. He said that the lifelong example of service and dedication made a lasting impression on him at an early age. Lang earned his Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice from Sul Ross State University and also served as United States Marine Corps infantryman. He said those experiences shared the discipline, leadership, and quiet confidence that defined him today outside the uniform. He enjoys being outdoors and traveling. Additionally, he has a passion for working with dogs, a trait that speaks for both his patience and his ability to build trust, whether it's with people or animals. Lang has served in law enforcement for approximately 11 years, beginning 3 years with the Federal Bureau of Prisons. In 2018, he began his career with the U.S. Marshal Service, serving in both the Pecos and Midland-Odessa divisions as part of the Lone Star Fugitive Task Force as the Acting Supervisory Deputy U.S. Marshal for the Midland-Odessa Division. In 2025, Lang assisted or led in the arrest of 333 violent individuals. Many of these individuals were wanted for homicide, aggravated assault, and sexual offenses for both adults and children. In March, Lang will take on a new role as Judicial Security Inspector for the North District of Texas, the Tyler office, where he will be responsible for the safety and security of the federal judiciary and courthouses across East Texas. Midland County Sheriff's Office, Investigator Sean Enlow. The Midland County Sheriff's Office recognized Investigator Sean Enlow for his persistence, his attention to detail, and his determination, all qualities that the Sheriff's Office said truly define exceptional law enforcement. Enlow began his law enforcement career in 2011 as a jailer, eventually moving to the Permian Basin to work for Ector County and the Monahans Police Department. In the past 2.5 years, he has served the Midland County Sheriff's Office and was promoted to a CID investigator last January. In October 2025, a local Midland company reported a diesel theft to the sheriff's office, and the investigation was assigned to Enlow. Through his investigation, he determined that one of the trucks was involved in numerous thefts on various lease properties. These thefts were also being investigated by the Texas Comptroller's Office and other enforcement agencies. Through a search warrant and a mobile tracking device that was placed on that Ram truck, and based on the tracking information, Enlow was able to identify drop-off locations involving unreported diesel thefts in Midland, Ector, Crane, and Upton counties. Additional suspects and vehicles were identified as part of the theft of diesel fuel from multiple oil field locations in the Permian Basin. Enlow's investigation helped to identify additional diesel thefts totaling 60,000 gallons of diesel fuel valued at $180,000. During the course of the investigation, 7 search warrants were obtained, resulting in the identification of 4 suspected vehicles, the seizure of 3 of them, and the identification and arrest of multiple suspects for felony theft and organized criminal activity charges. The investigation involved numerous hours of video and photographic review of evidence that was obtained from the companies involved. It also involved countless hours of surveillance to identify suspects in this criminal investigation. MCSO said that what stands out the most is not just the outcome, but the commitment behind the investigation. Enlow's dedication and follow-through transformed a single theft report into a case that dismantled a criminal organization and triggered a broader state-level investigation. Midland Fire Department, Investigator Diego Fierro. Diego Fierro grew up in Odessa and said he had his sights on working for the Midland Fire Department. straight out of high school, he said that he has always been drawn to law enforcement. When a friend mentioned the chance to combine fire EMS with law enforcement, he said that he jumped at the opportunity and started working with the Midland Fire Department. He has spent the past 7 years with the city's fire marshal's office. Midland Fire said Fierro has consistently exceeded expectations in his role by providing technical medical support to multiple law enforcement agencies, including the Memphis Police Department and U.S. Marshal Service. His role during high-risk operations has been invaluable, serving as a critical medical asset to the officers and agents involved in operating in dangerous environments. Fierro regularly attends advanced tactical medical training to ensure his knowledge and skill sets remain current and aligned with the best practices. On many occasions, he has personally covered the cost of the training, which shows his deep commitment to the safety and well-being of the personnel that he supports. MFD said Fierro's focus has always been on providing the highest possible level of medical care. In addition to his medical expertise, Fierro maintains a high level of physical fitness and tactical readiness, recognizing the demanding nature of operating in high-risk environments. MFD stated that what really stands out about Fierro is how dependable and selfless he is. MPD said he is always ready to help. He never hesitates to step in and has earned the trust and respect of everyone he works with through his dedication, skill, and service.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.